I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee meets today and tomorrow to talk about interest rates. People expect the committee members to actually boost the benchmark federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point. For those who've taken on more debt than they should, a rate increase could be trouble. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vaglin. Tess, should we go out and borrow $1 million today because tomorrow it's just going to cost us more?
Yeah, cheap money, a cheap $1 million, if you will. No, borrowers are really at risk at this point if they've overextended themselves. All the experts are predicting that rates will rise steadily over the next couple of years. So if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, a home equity line of credit, credit card debt, your minimum payments are going to go up. And that's something that people should have been thinking about all along. You know, what goes down will go back up eventually, especially when we're talking interest rates. But most folks didn't kind of think ahead to that. So many households may not be prepared and may get a bit of a surprise when they're hit with a little more in interest in their monthly bills.
And who's in real trouble here?
Well, for now, the hits won't be huge, as most economists are predicting, you know, these quarter percentage hikes over time. But it really depends on how much debt you're carrying and what kind. In the housing market, people who either bought new homes or refinanced their homes with adjustable rate mortgages, those monthly payments are going to rise with interest rates. People holding large amounts of revolving credit, credit cards, other loans, car loans, that interest will go up, unless, of course, you have a fixed rate. Mark Zandi, chief economist at economy.com, says the impact really depends what kind of cushion borrowers have given themselves.
But I suspect that we'll need to see at least a percentage point rise before it really starts to take a bite out of these households' pocketbooks and makes it a little bit more difficult for them to go out and spend on other things. Of course, the way things are going, a percentage point rise is likely by the beginning of next year, so that's not too far off in the distance.
And, of course, that's the whole point of raising interest rates is to cool off spending a bit so that prices don't get out of control. So it's all really just part of the way that a Fed tightening works.
Is this going to mean we're going to have cheaper housing? Because there's this house price boom that's tied into interest rates, isn't it?
No, actually, it won't be cheaper housing as it gets more expensive.
That's a disappointment, Tess.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you're looking for a house. As it gets more expensive to get a mortgage loan, there are some concerns that the sizzling housing market will slow down. And then, of course, homeowners kind of start to worry about, will that mean a drop in home prices and values? Most of the economists I've talked to believe that housing will weaken. They don't see it as serious enough to undermine the broader economic recovery. And today, the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the revolving door from government work to the defense industry.
Thanks, Tess. Tess Vaglin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.